Joining me now is Usama Daktok. As I said earlier in the broadcast, he was born and raised in Egypt. He was never a Muslim. He was born into a Christian family. His daddy planted Baptist churches throughout Egypt. Usama and I have been friends for many, many years. He's traveled with me for my Worldview Weekend conferences all over the country. And he's the author of a few different books we'll tell you about tonight. And he has his own radio show as well. Usama joins me tonight to talk about, well, what we're going to talk about also to a degree with Leo Holman, and that is this massive invasion at the border, many coming from Islamic nations. Is there anything in the Quran that encourages Muslims to invade Christian nations or nations that, I'm not sure we're a Christian nation anymore in America, folks, but we once were. They see us as such. Is there anything in the Quran that encourages the Muslims or offers a special blessing, a reward to the Muslims if they will go to another nation that is not Islamic and seek to turn it such? And then about, what about Iran? We had the news today we covered on radio from 1 to 2 with Dr. Rob Lindstedt. $6 billion unfrozen and given to Iran. Hostage exchange. Many are worried now that this puts a price on the head of any Americans, particularly those overseas. Americans overseas may have just had their, well, lives and security put at great risk, as now, apparently, the policy of America, which has for so many decades been, we will not negotiate with terrorists. Well, it is now, we will not only negotiate, we'll pay up billions of dollars. Joining me to talk about these topics tonight for a few minutes before we go to Leo Holman is Usama Daktok. Usama, welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely, Brandon. It's good to be with you and all your wonderful audience.
Usama, let me start out with that first question. We have reports tonight. We've been showing video last week, today. We'll show some more here in a minute. Historic flooding at our border, the masses of people. Todd Bensman was on the program last Friday night, and I reminded him that he told our television audience that when Title 42 is done away with, the number of people, the human tsunami of illegal immigrants coming over the border will be so great that even the mainstream media will have to report on it. The mainstream media will have to report on it. Well, here we are, and this is during the wet season. The water is quite high, older people, children coming through that. Wait till it dries out the next few weeks. We ain't seen nothing yet. We're about to show a pretty disturbing video when Leo joins us. But I would like to know tonight, I asked the question again, is there anything in the Quran or the Hadith or Reliance of the Traveler or any of these other Muslim books that say that a Muslim that travels to a nation to flip it from being, say, a nation of the infidel to a nation that is now following Allah, if they travel to such a nation as the minority to flip that nation, is there any kind of special blessing or reward that is promised them in the afterlife?
Absolutely, absolutely. That is to fulfill Allah's desire to create the Islamic nation worldwide. You have to understand this promise is given by Allah in the Quran for Muslims that this is coming. For example, in Quran chapter 33 and verses 26 and 27, to give the context. First is in 26, he's talking about the Muslim invasion of Bani Quraiza's land. And I say invasion is because they were not welcome there. Sadly, we here in America, the liberal, the Democrat, love to welcome the Muslims coming through the border legally or coming legally, which, by the way, there's hundreds of ways Muslims can come to America. And I can share with you this a little bit later if we have time for it. But in Quran chapter 33, verse 26 and 27, we read, and he brought down the people of the book, who backed them from their strong places and cast the terror into their hearts. Here we go. Allah is a terrorist. Good. Let's move on. A group of them you are killing. These are the men, the boys who have actually in the age of 11, 12 years old. And I can go in depth later why I say 11, 12 years old, but that's enough for now in case there are Christian children watching the broadcast. All this older, so 10 years old, 11 years old, and older, all the male were killed, were beheaded. Roughly between 700 to 900 Jewish men were killed, or boy were killed on that day. And a group of them you're taking captives. These are the women and the little children. And then he said, listen carefully, and he made you to inherit their land and their homes and their money. Inheritance means the owner is dead. Inheritance means the owner is dead. So they kill the men, and they took the wife and the children, and they inherited their home and their land and their money. And then he said, and a land which you had never set foot on. Sadly, sadly, many people read the Quran, do not catch that. And a land which you had never set foot on. And Allah was mighty over all things. So Muslims, they know, in the future, they will walk on some other part of the world, some other part of countries, and when they set their foot on it, they're taking it. They're inheriting it. Not just taking it because it's a gift given. No, no. They will kill and take over. And I'm going to prove this to you with a very important verse, which is repeated in the Quran literally 10 times, Brandon. Same verse is repeated 10 times. I can give you the location later if you're interested. But for example, in Quran chapter 9 and verse 20, 21, 22, this is a pattern. This is a system. This is a norm steps which Muslims take when they move from their country to some other country. It says, those who believe and emigrated and performed jihad for the sake of Allah, with their money and with their life, of the highest degree with Allah. I mean, there are different degrees. Some people are, okay, you know, lukewarm. Some people are warm. Some people are hot. These are the hottest of the hot. Highest degree, this is the best way you can do. To do what? Three things. You believe in Allah. You immigrate for the sake of Allah. You go to a foreign land, as example, coming to America. And the third is performing jihad. This is three steps repeated in 10 verses. The same statement over and over and over again. As I always say, Brandon, if there's a verse written in the Bible, and somehow the verse is repeated. For sure, it's important. When Jesus said, truly, truly, I say to you, why is it the second truly? Because he's saying something important. Imagine me, Allah in the Quran repeated the same verse 10 times. Believers immigrate and perform jihad. Now, they don't perform jihad immediately after they immigrate. Why? As you know, and most of our audience who have been watching us for some time, now you know that Muslim grows through stages. First, they're so loving. So wonderful. They will actually help you to build your churches. They will help you to clean your city and remodel places in your land. I mean, you'll feel more comfortable and being friendly with Muslims when they are new in the land than anybody else, than your Baptist neighbor or your Catholic neighbor. Trust me on that. Then a little bit later, that 1% turns to be 2% or 3%, and that's when Muslims politely ask for the changes to take place to accommodate their goals, which is the taking over of the land.
So like in Minneapolis, where they peacefully ask, sure, politely ask, hey, can we have the call to prayer a blast over the speakers 5 times a day in a 20-block radius?
No, Brandon, you have to understand. It starts 3 times a day. Last year, in the middle of COVID, we don't want to disturb people early in the morning at 5 o'clock. Or late at night at 8 o'clock, just the three in the middle, because people need to know about the prayer, the time of the prayer. It's COVID, they cannot go to the mosque, they need to pray in their homes. Excuses after excuses. And the 3 times became 5 times. And soon they go to the next level and the next level. And the final level is to fulfill the promise of Allah, to perform jihad for the sake of Allah. And that's when they will accomplish the ultimate highest goal, to take over the land. That's why when their foot walk on a new land, in a new countries, it is not to become part of it. Muslims will never assimilate with us, as Linda Sarsour said openly. Muslim will never melt as a melting pot, as a Democrat, hoping and dreaming that they're going to be part of our community. No, they will not. They have nothing to do with our freedom, with our democracy. Islam, Sharia, go against freedom of religion. Imagine with me, the reason they're taking over America, because we have freedom of religion. And they will tell you, oh, hey, it's a free country. We have freedom to worship Allah, worship Islam as Muslims. But in reality, Islam itself forbid freedom of religion. And the proof is very simple. What happened when Muslims' children leave Islam and become, say, atheist or Christian or something else? They kill their own children. According to the Reliance of the Traveler, which is a book he mentioned a minute ago, Sharia in English language, 1,200 pages, we read there that it says that it is legal for a father or a grandfather to kill their children or grandchildren if they apostate, left Islam, commit murder, kill another Muslim, or commit adultery. It is reality. Muslims go through stages. Slowly, they warm up to their ideology and their belief and take over the country which they went to. They're not here for anything else besides invading America.
All right.
And they're doing it a very smart way.
Yeah, they are. All right. So now let's talk about Iran. $6 billion unfrozen given to Iran by the Biden regime. You have to wonder what percentage of that $6 billion gets kicked back to the Biden family or a Biden trust or a Biden LLC or something else. I mean, you don't think they just get... You don't
you
think
mean
they
Biden
just...
Biden would take money illegally, Brandy? I don't believe you're saying that. This must be a conspiracy. You're making this up. Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
You don't think Biden would unfreeze $6 billion without a piece of it, do you? Or some of his friends or family?
I don't believe so.
No, hey, I don't either.
Scratch my back, I scratch your back. Help me out, I help you out. Okay.
Yeah.
And right. Look at the timing, Brandon.
Yes.
You know, it is so amazing that that liberal party...
On 9-11. On 9-11. Does that have... That, I mean,
it is sick. It's like somebody have a cup and you shove salt in it. And I mean, where are the rage? Where is the anger of the American people? Nobody's talking about it except you. I don't know who else is talking about that. September 11th is supposed to be a sacred day, a memorial day to remember what the Muslims have done to us, what the Iranians have done to us. And by the way, from the beginning, Iran was involved in September 11th, but nobody talk about it. Nobody mentioned it. They make it like a secret. Look the other way.
So you agree with me? You agree with me when I reported in my documentary in 2018, Sabotage, that there is evidence from a court hearing, a ruling, a federal court, that I believe it was a federal court, and I cited my documentary, that the hijackers, the Saudi hijackers, traveled to Iran and practiced in a flight simulator there, and they did not have their passports stamped so that they could go back into Saudi Arabia from Saudi Arabia, come into America without seeing that Iranian passport. Is that true? You know that to be true, right?
Absolutely. And it happened all the time. For example, but when people hear that you go to a country, you don't stamp the passport, that's a lie. No, it's not a lie. All Christians I know who travel from Egypt to Israel, when they go to Cyprus, and from Cyprus you go to Israel, and from Israel they go back to Cyprus, the Israeli government, for their love for the Christian, and they want them to go back and visit the Holy Land, they will stamp a piece of paper inside the passport, but the passport itself is not stamped. And that was for years, because if the Egyptian government found out that any of us Christians were able to go to Israel without the approval of the Egyptian government, because the only country you have to get the visa to go to Israel from Egypt, and then you have to get approval from the Egyptian government to allow you to go to Israel. So they always stamp a piece of paper inside the passport, not attached to the passport. So that is a very normal, and Muslims, Brother Brandon, if you take lies out of the Muslims and deception out of the Muslims, you lose half of Islam. Literally, you lose half of the religion. So they will do that, of course, to hide their trip to Iran and the training. They have to be trained somewhere. Sadly, the sad story is that we actually made some of them pilot here in America. In Venice Airport, the city where I lived for 20-some years, and I still have my house there, in the airport of Venice, Florida, we have trained these Muslim hijackers. And the following year, Brandon, the following year, I was there with my son, Kev, and there was another 30-some student, I don't know how many, 30-some student, were Muslims from the Muslim world, are still trained in the same airport 1 year after September 11th.
1 year after 9/11, the Islamists were still being given...
Trained until today. There's still Muslim students are trained in Venice Airport to fly an airplane. It is so weird. It is so wicked. It's so evil that they still could, because airport receive money from Saudi Arabia, and airport receive fund because students come and study and learn. They give money. So it's about love of money, which is the root of all evil.
Mm. So Saudi Arabia, Iran gets $6 billion unfrozen. Do you believe, as I do, as Rob Lindstedt and I discussed it on radio, that this now makes a bounty on any American overseas to be kidnapped and held for ransom?
Brother, if you offer them $1 million for every person they kidnap, they'll be kidnapping plenty. Now it's $1.2 billion. I mean, this is good money. And as I said earlier, Muslims love to lie. I know when Muslims lie, when their lips moves. Literally, when they make a covenant, if Allah and Muhammad, Quran chapter 9, verse 1, canceled, ended the covenant which Muhammad carried with all the Jews and all the Christians, all the idol worshippers on his days, he canceled the covenant in Quran chapter 9, verse 1, when Allah said, innocent, Allah and Muhammad are innocent from the covenant we made with you. So if Allah lie and Muhammad lie, why don't Muslims lie to follow the sunnah of Muhammad? So they will tell you, that money we're going to use for food and medicine, that's a lie from hell. They needed this few billion of dollars to finish their programs, to make the bomb, to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. That's their whole goal, that's their hope, as Muhammad taught them, that the day of judgment will not come until the Muslim kills the last Jew. That even the rock and the cry, this is Sahih Muslim. This is Sahih Bukhari. We're not making this up, Brandon. This is the words of Muhammad. The rock and the tree will cry out, oh Muslim faithful, there's a Jew hiding behind me. Come and behead him. So the beheading of the Muslim to the Jew is recommended and it's commanded by Allah and Muhammad. So Muslim will do it. So obviously that is their goal. Why is he taking the money? And now they got a good way now. Kidnap 10 people, you make yourself a good 12 billion. Why not? What's wrong with that?
In closing, Usama, we're going to talk with Leo here in a minute about many things, including there seems to be predictive programming by our own government, articles, PSAs, etc., that something's coming. What are you hearing and what are you sensing based on your expertise in your field? What are you worried about America's safety right now with the border being so wide open and the red-green axis, the Marxists and the Islamists? What are you concerned about right now for our safety?
Brandon, in the last 2.5 years, we got thousands of Muslims. These are the Muslims could not come to America legally. Because we got plenty of Muslims, including Muslim imams, the one who started the burning, and the one who started the firing, the one who saw the revival in the mosque. The Muslim imams can come to America easily, easily, from any Muslim country. They come from Saudi Arabia, they come from Pakistan, they come on visas called R1 visa. It's a religious visa. 2 years, and you renew it for 2 years, and trust me, any Muslim imam come to America in 4 years, he'll find a wonderful, stupid American lady who will love and will marry, and then he changes visa from R1 visa to immigration visa to be part of America, because they know how to do their work. Now, you can come to America as business. If you have $500,000 or $1 million to start a business, you can come to America. And by the way, Saudi Arabia is using their money to bring Muslims to America. I know for sure many Muslims own gas stations all over this country who did not have enough money to buy their flight to come to America. But somehow they own a gas station worth $3, $4, $5 million. How in the world? It's very simple. Saudi Arabia buy it, buy their name, and bring them to America with their family. There are student visa just people come to study in America. And Saudi Arabia is also sponsoring these students to come to America. So there are plenty of visas. So you can come to America as a Muslim in a million ways. But some Muslims could not come to America, period. Why? Because they have record of burning churches, kidnapping Christian ladies, and killing Christian men, doing jihad overseas, attack against Iran, or attack against other countries all over the Middle East. Now, those people have this great open door, the border of the southern of the United States of America, and they were able to come in the thousands in America. And they're not here because they're looking for a better life. They're not here to have to marry to some American lady and enjoy the beauty of the American blue eyes and green eyes and blonde hair. No. They come to America for one reason and one reason only, which is those who believe, immigrate, perform jihad for the sake of Allah, and they will have the highest degree with Allah. That's why they're here. They love death more than you and I or any person in this country love life. And they are here to commit suicide for Allah. Maybe not next year, maybe not in even next 5 years, but the next attack in America will make September 11 a drop in a big bucket, a drop of water in a big bucket. The next attack will be beyond in our imagination. And that is what I believe personally will destroy this country economically. Literally, if you think September 11 was bad, it is nothing. Think with me, Brennan. If we only have 10% of the Muslims in America who live in America right now are jihadi, as liberals and the wacko of America tell us, okay? Only 10% are bad. I always ask the question, how many Muslims live in America? Oh, 2%. Are you kidding me? 2%? What if I tell you they're 7%, 8%? How do you know? Have you ever heard any of our politicians in America use the word immigrant or illegal immigrant with the word Muslims? You will never hear it, not from the Republican or Democrat. So we got plenty of illegal in America, like those who crossed the border the last 2.5 years. They are here. They're not leaving. They're not going anywhere. And they are here for one reason, to perform jihad. So if we say 10%, how about if I say 1%? 1% of the Muslims who live in America will perform jihad. That is plenty of people, Brandon. That's plenty of people to burn this country twice in 5 minutes. Imagine with me, imagine with these small fires you hear about in Canada or you hear about in California. If we have, say, 10 million Muslims live in America, 1% is 100,000. Imagine with me 100,000 men will perform jihad of fire. That is, they're going to go to some gas station owned by a Muslim guy and they will borrow a gallon of gas for free, they're not going to pay for it, and one match. Imagine with me 100,000 fire in America in one Friday afternoon Central Time of the United States. You can burn this country twice in 5 minutes, and there is not enough water or fire department in planet Earth, not just in America, in planet Earth to stop that fire. The destruction of America is coming soon. If Muslims will not take it, they will burn it. If you'll not give it to me, I will destroy it for you. That's exactly the mentality of the Muslim. And I believe when that day comes, the American people will regret having, not just having an open border of the southern, having an open border with Canada. Because recently, as we have heard, and we know for sure this is again, actually, I talked about that with you 10 years ago. Remember, they're talking about putting the border, building a wall between us and the southern border. And I said in one of your meetings, Brandon, we need a bigger border between us and Canada. Because in Canada, you can come from anywhere in the Muslim world to Canada without any hardship. Some people have a hard time to come to America, but you go to Canada, it's easy. And if Minnesota fall into Islam, then you have a whole state open door for the Muslim to come from Canada through Minnesota to America. And believe it or not, it's going to be all over the northern border. There's not enough fences can be built around this country to stop Muslims from destroying this country. As well as we already know, there are plenty of Muslims already inside America. And God help us for the hard days is coming to this land.
And Usama, how many years have we been working together?
I believe 17 years, 16, 17 years, something like that, if I remember it exactly. And, because I'm in VCY, I've been doing my VCY program now for almost 16 years, and I know you for a year before that, roughly around 17 years.
17 years we've been working, and we traveled all over the country together and spoke together, and lots of Worldview Weekend rallies, and you've been saying
big crowds. I miss this big crowds, Brandon. I really miss big crowds. I love the 1,800 or 2,000 people show up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We always have a hard time finding chairs for people to sit. And people keep coming, keep coming, keep
we
coming.
We packed them in. Awesome. We packed them in. We did that since February of 1993. February of 93. And we've done these all over the country. Sam and I would do sometimes 5 cities and 5 nights, 10 cities and 10 nights. We had a crazy schedule doing those Worldview Weekend rallies, free one-night rallies in hotel ballrooms. We had to go to hotel ballrooms because the churches
can do that again. Yeah,
the churches wouldn't have us, so we got to go to the hotel ballrooms. And then the hotels got afraid of us because the Islamists started putting terrorist threats on our hotels and canceling our events on us. But we haven't given up. We just went to a new venue, and now we reach people all over the world. So they thought they were.
Here's a good idea. Why don't ask Mike Lindell to make us a big tent and we can use a big tent to travel over the country. We do our own big tent and make it my pillow tent, you know?
My pillow tent, yeah. That would be interesting. But I'll tell you something, Usama. We're reaching more people now than we ever have all over the world. All over the world.
Thank God for the technology and thank God for this TV programs here. I always enjoyed it when you send me a text message. Can you come in? I said, absolutely. I will never turn one down.
Always glad to have you. And folks, if you want to get the Quran translated into perfect English, you can get it there. It's not been whitewashed. He translated it right there.
In my hand.
Perfect English.
And you know what? I believe, as you know, Brandon, the first thing when we print the Quran, I send a copy to every senator, to every congressman, to every governor, to the High Supreme Justice and the Supreme Justice Court, to the president. And I don't think the people have read it. Because if they have read it, they will not allow Muslims to lay their hand on that book to swear for office. We should never have Muslims anywhere near airport or near political places. But they're taking over the country. We got right now 82 Muslims like Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and all these Muslims taking over this country. And their number will continue to grow, not only in the Republican and the Democrat Party. I guarantee you, next election, you're going to have few Muslims in the Republican Party.
Absolutely. The straightway.org to get the Quran that he translated into perfect English so it's not whitewashed. It's the real thing. The straightway.org.
Muslim call this translation the most hateful translation. And I said, whoa, if something I put you wrong, do Allah a favor, do Muhammad a favor, do the Muslims a favor, do the American people a favor, and sue me. I mean, you can sue anybody in America for whatever reason. I got in my Quran in the first verse, Quran chapter 1, verse 1, Allah is Satan. I talk about Muhammad as a child molester, a sex offender, a brothel pretender, a womanizer, an adulterer, a thief, a thug, a pedophile. I mean, this is Muhammad's description in the Quran. If somebody is upset about somebody burning a copy in the Quran, Muslims should be enraged of what I put in this book. But they will not sue me because they know they will make me famous and they will lose in the end.
TheStraightWay.org. TheStraightWay.org. As always, thank you, Usama. Watch your back.
Thanks, friend.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.